Good day, everyone. I'm John Hallstein. Welcome to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com, part two of my discussion with Andre Adet, president and CEO of Everton Resources, EVR, Edward Victor Randy, on the TSX Venture Exchange, which closed Monday, the 20th of August, at 11 cents. Everton is in a very attractive position as one of only a few junior exploration companies with a land package in the red-hot Dominican Republic, where GoldQuest Mining, of course, has made a major gold copper discovery at its Escandalosa project. Unlike GoldQuest or Unigold, Everton is not drilling at the moment, but that should change over the final 4 months of the year, with Everton looking to conclude one or more joint venture agreements. They do hold a promising package contiguous to the Barrick Goldcorp Pueblo Viejo mine, one of the largest gold deposits in the Western Hemisphere. Andre, let's begin this segment by talking about the GoldQuest discovery. That has been a game changer, a major game changer for GoldQuest, as well as Unigold and Everton, with so much interest in the DR now, and only a handful of companies holding any ground there. These numbers from GoldQuest at Romero, Andre, they are absolutely stunning.
This is amazing. Yeah, those are some of the best results I've seen. I've been following this company for 10 years, obviously. We're both focused in the Dominican Republic. I know the individuals there very closely. Actually, I was an investor. I got lucky and was an early investor in GoldQuest. This looks like it could be a big discovery. They're getting amazing results. Be anxious to see what the next 5 to 10 holes give. We have an idea of the size and dimension. But it just shows you the potential. I mean, you look at GoldQuest, they drilled 15 holes. And they hit on the 15th hole. The first 14 holes were lower grades, something similar to what we were getting at APV. And then the 15th hole, bang, you get the, almost 400 meters of over two grams of gold and really high copper numbers, it just shows you the potential of that whole mineralized belt that continues on to Haiti. That whole mineralized belt is basically almost unexplored when you think about it.
There are geological differences between the belt GoldQuest and Unigold are on, Andre, and where you are at Pueblo Viejo, correct?
There is. I mean, it's the same trend. It's the same belt. They're in the rock formation. That's called the Tirio. We're in the Los Ranchos formation, which is the same formation that hosts Pueblo Viejo. And we also have properties in the Maimon formation. These formations are all parallel. The Maimon formation, which is we call the polymetallic belt, where you see a lot of the VMS deposits. So we see potential discovery for copper porphyry, high sulfidation, and we see potential. Well, we already have two VMS deposits. We see potential discoveries on more VMS. It's normal to see these types of occurrences in this type of environment.
Andre, you're looking for a joint venture partner or partners right now, and I'm sure your phone is ringing off the hook. You've been exploring in the DR for a number of years, so you do have properties that are advanced exploration opportunities.
All our properties are drill ready. We've done all the basic work. We've done the sampling, the geophysics, and we're just finishing off right now the interpretation and selecting drill targets with the help of Caracol Creek. So, which is very attractive to a lot of companies because they don't have to do all the basic geology. It's all been done.
Andre, tell us about Everton's financial position right now. I know you do hold a share position in Focus Graphite. That definitely should help you down the road here later this year and next year.
Now, the shares of Focus Graphite are worth about $2.1 million right now for Everton. So that's certainly very helpful. These shares, the balance of these shares will be released in November and May, so at least we know that we'll have that money available, and hopefully Focus Graphite will continue their success. They've raised over $30 million right now, so they're in great shape. Things are tight to be, but we've got we got funds to complete the Arbregas agreement, which will give us 100% of our three concessions. We might consider a small financing around the $500,000 mark, maybe, just to give us a little bit of a cushion. But that's about it. Our next release of stock is in November, so which is about, 4 months away. We're preserving cash right now. I mean, we've reduced costs by 70%, and we're just right now preserving cash, completing our compilation work, and we'll be using other people's money to drill our concessions. We'll be doing the partnering, joint venturing with other companies to move things forward until the market is favorable and we can raise money at higher prices, but we're very conscious not to dilute Everton here at these prices.
Andre, as a CEO, I'm sure you've had to do a lot of hand-holding with investors recently because of the market, which finally is starting to show signs of turning around. As investors in the junior exploration market, in a general sense, do we just need to be more patient with some of these good quality companies?
I think so. I think you've got to say, listen, stay focused. Nothing's changed as far as they haven't really solved any problems as far as the debt level. It just made it worse by issuing more and more debt, trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. So just stay focused, enjoy the summer, keep your eyes on the market. I think it's just, it's going to happen quickly. I think, the market will happen without warning. I will wake up one day and gold will be up $100, $200, and the juniors will become the hottest place to invest. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years, and it happens when you least expect it. I think you just got to stay, be patient here, and our day will come. I think it will come sooner than we think. So we just got to stay focused, and it's just around the corner.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on gold right now, Andre. Where do you see the yellow metal by the end of the year? It appears we may have started a new uptrend.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously being in this business, we follow gold very, very closely. It looks like technically it broke out. I think hopefully we see momentum. I think the next level to break out is a 1660 to 1700. If it breaks those levels, I think we could see new highs by the fall or the end of the year, which would be good for the mining, for the junior mining stocks. I think for us, for companies like us to really, really take off, we need to see more momentum in gold prices, and maybe this is the beginning of the new uptrend. We're certainly very bullish on where gold, we think gold is going. With governments printing money all over the world, we think it could only go one way, but obviously it could correct before it goes higher, but we're very bullish on gold prices, obviously, and bullish on the DR once we get drilling again.
Andre, your company is in a great position at the moment right now. Good luck going forward. You definitely have one of the hottest addresses on the globe at the moment for mining and exploration.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're poised here for, it's our turn. You know, we've seen Unigold and GoldQuest, and we think we're in a great position here to create some happiness once we get drilling. It's all coming together. You know, it's amazing to see that DR went from obscure, tourist area to now one of the hottest mining destination in the world. So it's all coming together, and it couldn't happen at a better time, and we're certainly well poised to benefit from that.
Andre Adet, thank you very much for joining us. You're welcome again anytime on BMR. You've been listening to a special audio feature, folks, on bullmarketrun.com. With me has been Andre Adet, President and CEO of Everton Resources, EVR, on the TSX Venture Exchange. At BMR, we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.